Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I was, for a long time, I've been encouraging small business owners when they think of the Internet. It's okay to think of the world. It's okay to think of cyberspace, all that. But for a number of years now, small business owners have been able to think of something called local search, local doing business online, doing business out there in the big, virtual marketplace, the huge global virtual marketplace. So it's you've been able to go wander around out there, but also to focus your business on local and to drive your business revenue, through helping people find you who are local. And David Ramage is with us. David is an expert in that area. He's head of the local business development for eBay. And he's here to talk to us about this very important activity, this very important part of your online strategy. David Ramage, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. I was bragging on eBay in the previous segment, David, before you joined us. I was telling the audience that eBay, more than any other company, to me, really helped define the concept of a virtual marketplace. Not just a transaction where, you know, you say you like what I have something for sale, you go get it and buy it from me, blah, blah, blah. That's e-commerce. But to set up an actual marketplace, almost basically an economy, an economic ecosystem, you know, out in cyberspace, there to create that kind of an environment. eBay did that more than anybody, and they did it first, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. eBay was started about 15 years ago, and that was always the vision of creating a pure marketplace where commerce can take place.
Yeah.
Between buyers and sellers.
And another thing that they did in the process is something that markets do. Markets create opportunity to help people self-determine their own economic future, to build wealth, to benefit from their hard work in the marketplace. And eBay did that too.
That's exactly right. It's, you know, eBay's mission is to connect the buyers and the sellers of the world, and with a broad vision like that comes a lot of opportunity, and a lot of people have made a huge success out of their businesses
right.
Using the eBay platform.
Absolutely. So, but now eBay is focusing more local. Tell us about that.
Sure. So I work for a part of eBay called Mylo, and Mylo is a leading local shopping engine that enables shoppers to research products online, but then buy them locally. It gives shoppers access to real-time inventory information and prices of millions of products throughout the country.
Hmm. And of course, Mylo was purchased recently by eBay. And
that's right.
If I were going to talk to us about how an expanded local, when I think of local search, I think of going to Google, for example, and saying, my classic comment here is pepperoni pizza in Peoria. You know, I'm looking for pepperoni pizza. I'm in Peoria. Where do I find it? And that's what I, when I think of local search, that's how I think about it. But you guys think it a little differently, don't you?
A little bit differently. There's a key piece. So when you're talking about pizza and restaurants and things, that's one sort of category of local search there, and then there's you know, what we think of as product search, which is at the heart of eBay. So for hard and soft goods, whether it's a camera or some clothing or a toothbrush that you need right now, there's always been a key piece missing from the Internet, and shoppers really want this piece of information, and that piece of information is which stores in my immediate vicinity have this in stock right now, mm-hmm. and what do they charge for it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Milo and eBay is trying to surface.
So if I was doing that same thing and I were using your platform, then it would tell me where the pepperoni pizza is, the different places are in Peoria, and how much they charge for their pepperoni pizza, including maybe the daily special.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But more importantly, it would tell you which stores have run out of pepperoni.
That's just crazy talk, Dave.
I don't know. It's probably a big faux pas of a pizza place.
Absolutely, yeah. We can't have that. So it's that up to the minute.
Yeah, that's right. So we create a real time link with retailers' inventory systems, so that shoppers who are online can have confidence that if they're looking at a product and we say that it's in stock, they can drive down to that store and pick it up right now.
Huh.
And it's actually just thinking about the consumer behavior here a little bit, it's already there. Consumers want this type of behavior.
Right.
If you think of, everyone talks about e-commerce, and here if you think about eBay plus Amazon plus Walmart.com plus Target.com plus any other e-commerce site that you can think of, all of that in terms of retail sales accounts for only about 6.5% mm-hmm. of all retail sales in the U.S. The vast, vast majority of sales still take place in brick-and-mortar stores.
Right, right.
And that's what we're trying to do, is trying to surface that Main Street inventory to those shoppers who are using the Internet to look for the products that they want.
There are other services that will aggregate prices, but they don't necessarily aggregate inventory, right?
That's exactly right. Consumer shopping engines have been around for some time now. But, I liked it before this segment, Jim, you said that small businesses should stop trying to conquer the world and mm-hmm. focus on conquering their local area. And I think that's exactly what what's happening now. In the last 10 years on the Internet, in retail, used to be Main Street trying to go to the web.
Right.
But now it's the web coming back to Main Street.
Exactly. And I like that. And this is another reason, small business owners, why 13 years ago I started saying the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. This is another example of that prophecy. 20 after, right back with David Ramage. He's with eBay. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.